My name is Dan Buck. I am the Lower School Director at the Briarwood School in Houston, Texas. We are so honored to have Dr. Ned Hallowell here, as well as
Sadie, a fifth grader at our school.
Dr. Hallowell is a board-certified child and adult psychiatrist and world authority on ADHD. He's a graduate of Harvard College and Tulane Medical School, and was a Harvard Medical School faculty member for 21 years. He's the founder of the Hallowell ADHD Centers in Boston Metro West, New York City, San Francisco, Palo Alto, and Seattle. He has spent the past four decades helping thousands of adults and children live happy and productive lives through his strength-based approach to neurodiversity and has ADHD and dyslexia himself. Dr. Hallowell is a New York Times bestselling author and has written 20 books on multiple psychological topics. The groundbreaking Distraction series, which began with Driven to Distraction, co-authored with Dr. John Rady in 1994, sparked a revolution in understanding of ADHD. His most recent book now out is ADHD 2.0. It's a pleasure to have you both. I'm now going to turn the camera over to Sadie, who's going to ask her questions that she really wants to know.
Hi, Sadie.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I just have a few questions for you.
All right.
Is there something that causes ADHD?
Yes. Most cases are genetic. In other words, it's the gift you got from your mom or dad or both, and they got it from their moms or dads or both, and they got it from their moms or dads or both, and it's handed down the great genetic tree throughout history.
That's cool, because that's actually one of my questions.
Yeah, if one parent has it, the chances are 1 in 3 that a given child will have it. And if both parents have it, the chances are 2 in 3 that a given child will have it. Now, in our family, I have it, and my wife doesn't, but all three of our kids inherited it from me.
How does ADHD work differently than a normal brain?
Goes faster. Our brain is like a Ferrari brain, and it's like a race car for a brain. So we have a very high octane, high performance brain, and it goes a mile a minute, runs away with us. The problem is it has bicycle brakes. So I'm like a brake specialist. I help people who have this race car brain strengthen their brakes so they can control it and it doesn't run away with them.
How do you get it?
Well, you're born with it. This is something you're born with the race car brain. You're born with the Ferrari engine. And then we have to work to build up the brakes. And that's something your school is very good at helping people do.
Well, you kind of already answered this question, but I'll still ask it. Is it genetic?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And there's not a specific gene. There's a collection of genes, which means it's heritable. But it also means that life experience impacts it as well. So it's a combination of the genes you inherit, but as well as what happens to you as you grow up. And that's why, for example, going to your school is a great way of making the best of this condition so you don't have to deal with the downside so much.
When I take my medicine for ADHD, how does my medicine help me work and focus?
It helps put on the brakes. It helps you get control over the speed and power of your brain.
What does ADHD look like when I'm sleeping?
Oh, the same. It's just that you're not trying to focus and organize, so it doesn't really matter.
That's cool. How do you know someone has ADHD?
Well, the best test is really just to sit down and talk to them. I could sit down with somebody and talk to them for a while, and I'll tell you, I don't really need a test. The best test is just your own history, your own story. And if you tell me your story, it would help also if I could talk to your parents and your teacher. And if I get all that, I don't even need to do testing. You know, it's right there in your story.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you outgrow it?
No, but what you do is sort of what I did. I learned to compensate so well that I just ride on the upside, the race car, and I don't suffer from the downside. My brakes are strong enough now.
Do what you eat, your activity level, or stress and anxiety affect your ADHD?
Oh, absolutely. Exercise, for example, is really good for ADHD. Sugar is really bad for it. So try to eat whole foods, try to get regular sleep, and exercise as much as you possibly can. Also, get a lot of love. Love is good for everything. It's really good for ADHD. And I'll bet you've got quite a few people who love you.
Question? All right. So unless anybody has any other questions, Dr. Halliwell for Sadie or Sadie for Dr. Halliwell?
Sadie, let me just say it's been a pleasure. And you asked very good questions. You were very well organized. You were very on point. You knew when we'd already covered something, you said, but I like what you did. You said you answered anyway, because I could always add something to it. But you were on top of it the whole way. You were extremely good, efficient, to the point, didn't waste words. You did an A+ job.
Thank you. Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you both. Again, thank you, Sadie from fifth grade, Dr. Ned Halliwell for joining us. I appreciate it so much. And we'll see you next time on Briarwood Kids Ask from Briarwood School. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.